Well, this evening we come to the last of the Psalms, the last two Psalms, 149 and 150. And so we have sung through the Psalter once again. Psalm 149 and verses 1 to 4.
Praise the Lord and all his saints, a new song and his prayer, in the assembly of his saints, in sweet songs to be praised.
Well, let us read some verses in Romans chapter 9, and reading at verse 22. What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? And that he might make known the riches of the glory of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had before prepared unto glory, even us, whom he has called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. And then follows a series of quotations from the Old Testament, Hosea, and Isaiah, and we pick up the reading at verse 30. What shall we say then, that the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith? But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone, as it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion, a stumbling stone and rock of offense. And whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. And we shall pray now. Heavenly Father, our loving, eternal God of mercy, we are conscious always of the need of teaching and of grace in order that we might grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to know him more and more, as the Apostle Paul describes his ambition, having tasted something of the exceeding knowledge, the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus his Lord, desires to press on and to know him better, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before, pressing forward to the attainment of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, to attain to that for which he has been laid hold by Christ and increasingly conformed to Christ, that he might know his sufferings and share in his sufferings, being conformed unto his death, the death of Christ, if by any means he might attain unto the resurrection of the dead with Christ. And as we are confronted again with the gospel, with all its insistent doctrines and clear statements, without apology and without demur and no qualifications and no arguments, but the proclamation of the gospel, the apostles understood that the gospel was a message that was to be preached, not simply to be meditated and considered and admired, but to be proclaimed, because faith in Christ comes by hearing about him and listening to the preaching about him. And we this evening would pray that as we desire to listen again to the word of the Lord, that we would do so with the pliable heart of a new creation, which is made newer and born afresh from above, and not with the old stony heart of the natural man, dead in sin and in Adam, but made alive in Christ and taken up into the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and to enjoy the heavenly places and the things we hear about the heavenly places and the things that we increasingly understand concerning these heavenly places. And so we pray, O God our Father, that as we attend the word again, we would recognize that we are simply doing our duty, not simply our desire and delight, but our duty to God, our duty to ourselves and to our families, our duty to the congregations we affiliate with, our duty to the world, to demonstrate an attendance upon the living word of the living God. And we pray that we would be delivered above all things from the dead hand of Phariseeism and Sadduceeism and the dead hand of the mere traditions of the fathers. We pray that we would learn of Christ, and we pray that we would remember he is interested in teaching us, as he taught his disciples, so all the generations of his people are taught by him out of his living word. So we give thanks again for this further opportunity of fellowshipping and of worshipping. And we pray that we would do all for God's glory, and praying always that God's kingdom would come, God's will be done upon the earth as it is done in heaven, and that God's name would be hallowed. And always through Jesus Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. Well, we are continuing to read in Romans chapter 10, in the epistle of Paul to the Romans. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. For Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise: say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ up again from the dead. But what does it say? The word is nigh thee, even in the mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call in him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel, he says, all day long I have stretched my hand, forth my hands, unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. We shall sing further in Psalm 149 and from verse 5 to the end of the psalm.